You're listening to SaaS Acquisition Stories, a podcast featuring the stories from both startup founders and buyers who have successfully gone through an acquisition process using MicroAcquire, the number one startup acquisition marketplace in the world. To date, MicroAcquire has helped hundreds of startups get acquired and has facilitated hundreds of millions in closed deal volume. Here's your host, Andrew Gazdecki.
All right. I am with Ramsey, who recently got MicroAcquired for a pretty significant amount. We were just chatting before we started recording. Ramsey, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So Soil and Clay, do you want to maybe tell people a little bit about what the company was and what it did?
Yeah, so Soil and Clay is an online houseplant website. So we ship healthy and happy mature houseplants from our greenhouse to your door, essentially. And we started it in right around October 2020.
Nice. And it sounded like you scaled it up pretty fast looking at the revenue numbers.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting startup. This was like my seventh startup that I've had. And meanwhile, I was running our direct response advertising agency like full time. And, I basically had to figure out how to ship live goods in the dead of winter, in Chicago, at a greenhouse 1.5 hours away from my house in the city. So, after we kind of saw initial success, we had to, you know, scale it up. Long story short, we had like tens of thousands of orders, and we had to ship it all within like, you know, a 3 to 4 month period.
Oh, damn.
And we knew nothing about live goods or horticulture prior to. So it was definitely a learning curve, but it was really fun.
Yeah, I love the business, and it just goes to show you, like, I mean, the exit seemed to be, you know, like a good one for you. So I'm happy with that. And just, you know, how simple of a website or, you know, service it was, and the traction that you got so quickly. It's one of those, you know, there's so much opportunity with startups, and just finding like such a unique niche, I think, is awesome. So congrats on all that. So fast forward a little bit, you launched a business, you reach, you know, a point of scale. You know, what made you decide to, you know, potentially sell the business?
So I was doing this while growing my primary business, like 400% year over year, which is our agency. And I also launched like 4 other e-commerce ventures at the same time. So it was really just a bandwidth thing. And, you know, to scale it to the degree that we kind of envisioned and projected out, I just couldn't do it by myself or with my team. So we wanted to, you know, approach relevant companies with a plan, because our plan initially was to raise like a Series A behind it. But we kind of bootstrapped this thing from the start, and it kind of did it by ourselves. So after we realized like, hey, like we're focusing on our direct response advertising agency, we decided to sell it or partner. And then we went down this journey. That's when I found out about MicroAcquire after, you know, Googling some things. And then we decided, you know, this would be the best thing. So we basically built, you know, a morphed deck that was like kind of like a Series A deck, but also like an acquisition deck to say, here's our plan. And with the right infrastructure and team in place, this is what this thing could do potentially.
I like that a lot, because, you know, a lot of buyers are looking for like, what would you do with the business if you would continue to run it? So laying out like potential growth opportunities for buyers, is huge. So nice job on that.
Yeah. And real quick on that, like what we wanted to do was stay involved. So we're actually still involved in the company. You know, we're vested into the company, and we still run the marketing behind the company. So So we got to kind of keep our baby, and do it at a greater scale. So I can't go into all the details, but this is a big opportunity. And you know, the company that we partnered with, that acquired us, has really big goals and is setting up a pretty impressive infrastructure to kind of attain those goals right now.
Right on. So you might get, you know, they call it a second bite of the apple, so to speak. Have you heard that? Have you heard that term before?
I have. Yeah. I hope. Yeah.
I'm sure you will. So my next question would be, you listed on MicroQuire. Can you walk me through just like how that experience went? How'd you find like the right, it sounded like you found a perfect buyer. How did you find that person? So
my initial hypothesis and what I've done in my past exit was build a data room. I also emailed you and you were helpful in giving me some guidance. And then I think you connected me to Paul at some point.
Yep.
In the journey, or maybe post journey, but kind of followed your content, and then based on like what we do, because we work with a lot of like private equity funds and venture capital funds at our agency. So what I learned is everyone builds like a data room, you know, whether they're raising or selling a company. We built like a shared Google Drive folder essentially, with, you know, a deck, and this is that kind of morphed version of a fundraising slash buy us deck, and the value proposition as to like why you should buy us, and like the plans, like you said, like a lot of the times like people just sell it and like walk away, but we kind of laid out the plan for them and gave them the vision, which fast tracked the learning curve. So I would say we gave them a year or two leg up versus kind of figuring it out themselves. So yeah, I just built a data room with, you know, the necessary financials, the deck, the legal, all the creative assets, the intellectual property, kind of like the whole gamut. And then I sent like 250 DMs on LinkedIn and through cold email, at the same time while I listed it on MicroAcquire. So I got two like really serious inquiries on MicroAcquire, and I learned that, you know, with all due respect to it's what you built, because there's a lot of people that are kind of fishing and like learning about different companies on there as well, is that there were some like tire kickers that like were just inquiring to inquire, but I learned through that process and talking to them and like, you know, documented repetitive and redundant questions across multiple calls and stuff like that. It made it easier once I got like more serious fish on the hook. So I would say for MicroAcquire, I had like two serious inquiries. And then outside of MicroAcquire, I had like three serious inquiries. And then I basically gave everyone a timeline as to what my timeline was and said I have multiple people interested, because I did have like, you know, a couple LOIs, you know, letters of intent on the table.
Nice.
And then I flew out to the three people that I was like super interested in, and just chopped it up and told them, here's what the plan is. And they told me what their plan is with it. We talked about the numbers and stuff like that. And then ultimately it was my decision to choose like who I thought would, you know, do the best job with it. So I was fortunate to have multiple, you know, bidders or inquiries, like serious inquiries. But I kind of positioned it to do that.
Yeah, there's a good saying, if you have one buyer, you have no buyers. So you always want, and I would say even with you know, tire kickers or people that may not seem, you know, qualified on MicroQuire, treat them like they are potentially, you know, the buyer, because you never know. And what you want to do in those situations is, I always recommend, you know, make the buyer perform. What I mean is, you know, you have someone inquire about the business, instead of just granting them access, ask them a question like, hey, do you have experience in this space? If they don't respond back, then just ignore them. And then if they respond back, you know, second question I recommend is, all right, if we get to the finish line, how do you plan to fund this? You know, and you're making them perform in terms of like, how interested are you? Or are you just trying to look at, you know, this business? So I like how, you know, you weeded out the people that weren't interested quickly and were able to find.
I will say though, Andrew, there was a lot of inquiries from MicroAcquire. Like as soon as I threw it up, like, I don't know, you probably have the data on the back end, but there were dozens of like inquiries. So it kind of like weeded itself out as you started asking questions, which you guys also helped me with. Like, I think I shared like what I was doing, and you kind of like gave your advice as well. So that was also like pretty helpful.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, man. It looks like it worked out. I guess my next question would be, and you kind of touched on this, is, you know, for others looking to sell their business on MicroAcquire, what's like the one piece of advice, you know, you'd give someone?
Have your, it's a good question. I probably have like a couple pieces of advice on that one, but I think my first, you know, tangible piece of advice would be have your shit together internally, because as soon as you like go live, it becomes real. And like the conversations can happen within the first, you know, 24 to 72 hours of listing it. So if you have someone that's like interested, you know, have your templates, if you will, like down. So have your first, you know, reply down. So I think when people are saying, I want more info, I would say, great. Here's an NDA, sign it. And then, you know, I'd say off of that, like 50% of the people didn't even sign it. So off of the jump, I knew that maybe they weren't serious, or they were just kind of looking to grant access to the profile, because I gated it based on your platform, by, you know, asking them to request access. So that was number one, is just kind of seeing who's serious off the jump and making them sign an NDA. And then the MicroAcquire profile is kind of like, it's kind of like your LinkedIn almost, right? It's like, it's the first version of what they see, but it's not the whole version. It's the version that piques someone's interest, is what I learned. And then if you have your data room set up properly and they sign the NDA, then there is no questions about it. Like what I tried to do is just build a data room that, you know, allowed for little to no questions. I gave everyone the information up front, and it really helped save like time. So I would just say, long story short, I would say have your rebuttals and have your replies kind of templated out. I'm not saying, you know, stick to it specifically, but have your kind of cadence of communication and your process after someone inquires, like, nailed down.
Yeah. No, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. And we see this a lot, and this is usually a pattern. This is a definite pattern we see across successful acquisitions, is just preparation, like actually putting some thought and some time into preparing, you know, proper financials, you know, how does marketing work? Like all the questions that a buyer is going to ask, if you have it up front, like maybe you have it in your head and your ideas, I'll just share it when someone's interested. But what that does is it doesn't really show to a buyer that you're serious about selling the business and you've taken the time to prepare a proper data room. I also like, you know, right off the jump asking to sign an NDA. I think that's a great move as well. And
that was after like a couple, honestly, now that I'm looking at my MicroAcquire profile, that was after like a couple weeks, like of figuring that out. Cause then that I learned that people were asking questions and going back and forth, wanting to set up calls. So I did that after. I didn't do that initially, but I did it like relatively quickly after my micro buyer profile went live.
Yeah. Another tip I recommend too, and I've been seeing a lot of sellers do this, is once you create the data room, like create a video where you're just going through it yourself so they can get to know you a little bit, you know, because acquiring businesses isn't like buying a car where here's the keys and, you know, there's a little bit of a relationship aspect. So that's just
a lot of diligence questions that you could, I love that idea. There's a lot of diligence questions that you can kind of foreshadow there while just going through the data room. I'm going to do that on my one that I'm listing on MicroAcquire.
Yeah. And also just being upfront about what you're looking for. That's another big question, is like, what's an ideal outcome? We could have a whole nother, you know, conversation about this, but
I gave a range. That's a great tip. I gave a range depending on if I was involved moving forward or not.
Yeah, I like that because you know, terms can, you know, sometimes better terms is better than a higher you know, final sale price. Like if it's half seller finance and it's 20% 10% extra final sale price compared against all cash up front, you get to, you know, fully exit the, like, what are you really trying to maximize? So being, you know, flexible on terms, I think that also opens your buyer pool a lot as well. So I like that tip. I guess my last and final question is, you got a ton of stuff going on. Congrats again on the successful acquisition. It sounds like it wasn't your first. What are you up to now?
Well, I have to give kudos to you, Andrew, firstly, because I mean, you built an awesome platform and, you know, have corralled an amazing buyer network, it seems, of like real, you know, aggregators, small family offices, VCs, individuals looking to diversify their income. Like, it seems like that there's like a growing list of like people that are interested in consuming businesses. Thanks, so man. Thank you, because although I sent like 250 DMs, ultimately the buyer came from MicroAcquire. And you know, I just, yeah, we're thankful for you and the platform a lot. So appreciate it.
Appreciate that, man.
What am I doing? Okay. That's a loaded question.
what's the main thing you're doing?
All right. So yeah, I run a direct response advertising agency based in Chicago and Florida. And we are a full funnel advertising and lifecycle marketing agency. So we work with a bunch of brands in different verticals, running their paid search, you know, Google and Bing, paid Facebook and Instagram ads, TikTok, Snapchat, Pinterest, Taboola, Outbrain, like all of the ad channels. And then, you know, we're a Klaviyo Platinum partner. So we do a lot on the retention and SMS, email and SMS side of things. So that's like my full-time job. We spent about $100 million last year. We have about $550 million in revenue generated since inception, a little over 4 years. And then kind of on the side of the agency, we have a venture fund. So that's where Soil and Clay was born, was through our venture fund. So we have seven companies under management. We have one exit thus far, which is Soil and Clay. And we just started it like a year and a half ago-ish. So we own an 80-plus-year-old candy company called Annabelle's Candy. We have, you know, CPG companies. We have an apparel company. We have a SaaS company in there. So we basically invest and or acquire and or incubate brands.
Right on, man.
But yeah, the operations isn't our strength. Marketing is. So we like to stay on that side of the equation now.
Right on. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate, man. Well, dude, I'm rooting for you, and it sounds like you might have a few acquisitions in your future. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best place to reach out?
Yeah, my email is Ramsey. at prolific.media, or you could just reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm active on Instagram, but yeah, email and LinkedIn is probably the best channel. I'm sure even with you, you probably get a lot of DMs. So yeah, I'm happy to help anyone though. Like, I give my time away for free, and like you, like, just here to add value to the community. I believe that, you know, if we all help each other out, then there's, you know, something greater that we get in return.
Right on, man. Well, I'll put all that in the show notes, but Ramsey, thanks so much for joining me on this podcast. And dude, congrats again on the acquisition. And I'm excited to see what you do this year.
Thank you. And thank you again. And thank your team, Andrew. And we'll do another podcast on the next acquisition here in the next 90 to 120 days.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. Cheers, man.
All right. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the SaaS Acquisition Stories podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, make sure to like and follow on your preferred channel. And if you know a friend or colleague that would benefit from hearing this conversation, please share it with them. For more information on MicroAcquire and how we can help you start conversations that lead to an acquisition in just 30 days, check us out at microacquire.com. We'll see you next time.